This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The ag marketplace reacted negatively to yesterday's slew of USDA reports. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Several USDA reports were released yesterday, including the January WASDE report and the quarterly grain stocks. Unfortunately, most of these reports were negative for the ag marketplace. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the markets really did not like seeing a 1.2 million acre increase to the harvested corn acres.
We were looking for about a 2 to 3 bushel decrease in corn yields. They raised it by a half a bushel, but that wasn't the big story in the corn. It was the fact that they increased harvested acres by 1.2 million. So that increased our overall production by about 270 million bushels. At the end of the day, when we look at our ending stocks numbers, we go from 2.029 billion in ending stocks all the way up to 2.227, so almost 200 million of an increase in those ending stocks, puts us right back down to that 420 area on the March corn here.
The USDA has also not addressed the aggressive export numbers they put out for the soybeans last year, which caused another negative reaction.
85,000 acre increase in harvested area, slight increase in production of about 9 million bushels. The big thing on this one, and this is something I've been talking about for a while, was the fact that the USDA has not been addressing how aggressive they were on their export number. They were very optimistic about their exports. They finally came in and lowered exports by 60 million bushels. So that leads to an increase of 60 million bushels on your overall ending stocks for the beans, putting us back up to 350.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.